Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Yeah. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. I don't know where he is.
Big Show.
I don't know. I don't know, Leroy. He's Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer.
Dan
Plucker, executive producer, other side of the glass. I don't know what's going on with you today, Gary Ellerson, but you are a pretty chipper, happy young fella today. You really are.
First of the month.
Is that what it is? We didn't get paid today. That doesn't mean anything.
First of the month. Nobody will work that check you got.
Yeah, we didn't get paid today here at the radio station.
Now, Gary probably be moving around.
Yeah, he's moving all over the place.
Yeah, I ain't getting nothing. I don't know what you got.
I don't know what just happened, but that sounds better. Don't move.
I linked over to...
Perfect. Stay. Don't move. Stay right there.
I linked over to my left.
Yeah, good. Don't move. Don't move. You sound crystal clear now.
I linked over to my left.
Good. Don't move. Over under total of 31.5 for the Milwaukee Brewers. If you are a gambler and listening to this radio station and talking to hosts in this radio station, apparently there's quite a few people that gamble nowadays. So over under 31.5 wins for the Brewers. Remember that it's a 60-game season. Remember that rosters are expanded and then will get smaller in size as the season goes along. Okay. Remember that the schedule is not the same as usual. You will play your division and the opposite division that lines up with you in the other division, which means the Brewers get Plucker's Detroit Tigers a bunch. That'll be fun. They get the Cleveland Indians, the Minnesota Twins, the Kansas City Royals, all that fun stuff. He's waving in planes again. Yes, Dan Plucker, executive producer.
A little bit of breaking news revolving Leroy Butler. So, breaking news on the Fan brought to you.
This is worthy of that?
Not really, but it's funny, so I want to say it.
Breaking news on the Fan. Go ahead.
Brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. So, about an hour ago, Leroy Butler tweeted out that he wanted to get cut out for $50 from the Brewers. Tagged the Brewers on Twitter. Well,
correct.
The Brewers responded.
Okay.
And they said, you sure can. We would love to see your face in the stands, Leroy. And they gave him a link where he can go purchase it. And you can purchase it, too. We just retweeted it on the Fan account as well.
Doing that.
But see, this is the nice thing. If you're Leroy.
I'll send an elite pitcher, too.
Here you go. Everybody else, 9 a.m. tomorrow. Leroy, here you go, buddy. Yeah, we'd love to have you on board. So, yeah.
Hey, man, y'all get y'all friends. Y'all got mine.
That's good. Yeah, Rick Schlesinger joins us coming up in a half hour. President of Business Operations for the Brewers. Rick Schlesinger will tell us more about those cutouts coming up at 4:45.
Well, I can't wait to have Rick on.
Stay tuned for that. Talking about the Brewers right now, over under 31.5 wins for the Brewers in 2020. So, again, knowing what the schedule is, different. You're not going to play the other two divisions in the National League. So no Nationals, no Dodgers, no Phillies. None of those teams on the schedule this year. Won't face them until you get to the playoffs. Now, 60 games. 31.5 means just over .500 for the Brewers. Gary Ellerson. Now, again, we haven't gone through the, quote, spring training 2.0 yet to even know what this roster is going to look like. We have kind of an idea because you guys were out at spring training. Boy, that seems forever.
Well, I wasn't there, but
Yeah, but we were out of spring training earlier this year, and it felt forever ago. And if you remember when Tim Allen was out there, that's when the news came down And it came down the week that the fan was out there and everything got stopped, and that was the end of it. But they did get a couple weeks in, and you were got an idea of kind of how everybody was looking at that point. So, Gary, over, under 31.5 wins for the Brewers.
Over.
Why?
Oh, do you need a number?
If you want to give me one, sure. We'll probably do this, again, win total-wise before opening day.
Okay, well,
in a couple of weeks.
I just keep it at over. Yeah, let me go over.
Over, okay.
Over. I don't know if they can win the whole doggone thing, Steve, but most certainly. Because I think if you go back to the beginning of the year, I think they have it about 500 as well. And they basically kept consistent with that. But I think most certainly it's over 31 wins, no doubt about it. I think it's going to be tough for them, only because I think you've got to be – Craig Counsell, he can't be screwing around here, because I think he likes to experiment with certain things when you're playing that many games and get different matchups. Here, he's got to be on every single game here in order to make this happen. But I do believe it's over 31 wins.
So over 31 wins for Gary Ellerson. A lot of people think that this schedule really plays to the benefit
of the
Milwaukee Brewers, because, again, you're going to be able to, because you have expanded rosters early on, get guys in and out, shuffle through guys. Plus, you have this expanded roster that's sitting over here in Appleton, this taxi squad that you got for the Timber Rattler Stadium, where these guys will be playing and keeping themselves in shape and being ready to go if need be and called upon. They're only an hour away, so you can shuttle them back and forth as well. You get a designated hitter, which means Ryan Braun gets to save his legs, as does Lorenzo Cain gets to save his legs, because really, if you're the Brewers, you're trying to save older players' legs through that DH spot. Mm-hmm. So that benefits the Milwaukee Brewers at this point. It does take a little bit away from strategy of the manager not having the pitcher bat. That takes away the double switch and some of the other stuff that goes along with it. Some say that style of ball is maybe a little bit more boring in the AL versus what it is in the NL. I say maybe, but you have far more offense available now as far as runs scored per game, Leroy, because you get that extra bat into that designated hitter's role. So I'll find out what Leroy thinks momentarily, but first, let's go to Charlie on the east side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Charlie?
What's up, Charlie?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say, you know, you got to remember, if you win 35 games over 60 games, you're 10 games over 500
right
after 60 games. Anyone around 500 is going to be very strong playing in this whole thing. So it's going to be interesting if it's going to be 34 games, 33 games. It's still very strong after 60 games being over 500.
I think it would be a huge deal if they win 35, 36 games. Huge accomplishment for this team, considering what the rest of this division looks like. Because you have to think Cincinnati's going to be improved based on what they've done. You look at St. Louis, you can't count them out. The Cubs have so much talent, it can't seem to figure to put it out, to put it all together. But they get David Ross to come in as a manager, and maybe you get some of that new manager pick-me-up, I guess, this year from him in his first season with the Chicago Cubs, because he's got to try and change team chemistry and team mojo a little bit, because this team, Cubs team, has underperformed quite a bit. So Cubs, Cardinals, Reds, Brewers, the only team that really can count out in this division, Charlie, are the Pirates.
I think the real thing to look at is not so much the wins and losses of the team, but whether people watch the baseball games or not. How many people are actually going to watch the games, because they are either more important for because there's fewer of them, or once they're out, they're out. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no question about it. Charlie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
We'll take
a quick time out, come back, get Leroy's pick for the over-under. I'll give you mine as well. Still to come, Coach Boonholzer spoke a little bit earlier today. We'll get his thoughts coming up at 4:35. Then Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, joins us at 4:45 here on the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you That's some more breaking news here on The Fan, brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Conference. Go listen to radio.com/Dell. The NFL will not only have two preseason games this coming season. No longer will there be four preseason games. There will now be two preseason games. Field Yates has an updated NFL preseason schedule now. No word from the Packers as of yet. July 28th, nearly all NFL teams report to training camp. Then a 23-day acclimation period begins. Preseason week number one, their first game will be between August 20th and 24th. Preseason week two will be between August 27th and August 31st. Then the season will kick off with the first game of the season on September 10th between the Chiefs and Texans on September 10th. So you're going to have 10 days in between the last preseason game and the first football game playing, the Chiefs and the Texans. That is radically different, Leroy Butler, than anything we've seen in the past.
Yeah, I think for the most part, too, and they're using these 10 days instead of 14 days. If for some reason a guy get tested positive, they want him 7 days symptom-free, an additional 3 days instead of, so that's 10 instead of 14 days. They're working off of that. And it's also, Gary's favorite words, a fluid situation, because they're monitoring what the NBA is going to do, and Major League Baseball, they can always change. But the hard dates and the hard games is something they can release now, because they can always add and delete. The NFL do whatever they want, right? I think we've made that crystal clear. But I think if you're a football fan, you're excited every time this kind of news is leaked out.
More news from the NFL. The supplemental draft this year will be eliminated. There will be no supplemental draft for the NFL. Other news.
I wonder who's the best supplemental draft pick of all time. We should do that one day.
That's
because a lot of people don't even know nothing about that.
That is actually on the CBS Sports website today, I think.
Yeah.
Was it Brian Bosworth?
I don't know. I'm going to have to see if
I can
find it.
Was he a supplemental draft?
Here we go.
I think he might have been.
Top 10 supplemental draft picks of all time. Number 10, Jared Gather, offensive tackle from Maryland. Number 9, Terrell Pryor from Ohio State.
Yeah,
number 8, running back Bobby Humphrey out of Alabama. I remember that.
Yeah.
Remember him.
Number 7, Ahmad Brooks, played for the Bengals, third round from Virginia. Round 6, Josh Gordon. We all know him. Round 5, we all know this guy, Mike Wall, guard for the Packers back in 98.
Yep.
They wasted second round pick on him. Rob Moore, the old Jets wide receiver out of Syracuse in 1990. Bernie Kosar, first pick by the Browns in the supplemental pick. He was number 3. Jamal Williams, defensive tackle from Oklahoma State. San Diego Chargers, second round, 1998. And number 1, come on, guys. All he does is score touchdowns.
Chris Carter?
Chris Carter, fourth round by the Eagles in 1987.
Yeah, he by far got to be the number one.
The only former supplemental draft pick in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I don't think I've ever, he may be the only wide receiver ever in my lifetime that I know, this is just me speaking, I've never seen him drop a pass. Not even in warm-up, not even kidding around. I don't think you're going to have drops. It's part of the game, right? Sometimes you're going to drop balls. I've just never seen him drop a pass. I think he has some of the best, if not the best hands I've ever seen. I mean, the guy's true. Now, you're talking about Odell Beckham just grab balls. I mean, Chris Carter was doing that because just throw it over there. He just grab it. And I really don't know if he has big hands or not. It was just the concentration level was amazing.
So that news from the NFL, no supplemental draft this year. The other news, a report from Daniel Kaplan saying that the league is considering a requirement that fans sign liability waivers, protecting the league from lawsuits based on contracting COVID-19. The potential waiver likely will be forwarded to teams by the middle of next week. An unnamed source told Kaplan it's probably something you do electronically, just trying to figure out the operational challenges associated with waivers. Just have to work out how best to do that, and I would think at this point that would make the most sense if you're going to allow fans into a stadium.
They'll add that language on to the tickets. You know,
that would make sense.
Back of the ticket,
sure.
Real little, so you don't.
Well, don't know. You never get
you
a
never
ticket. You don't get a ticket anymore. Nobody knows what that looks like.
Well, no, you scan it. It's still got the same stuff from when you scan it.
this.
When you scan the barcode, you just have to check that box before go to the next
We've
page.
Talked about this. I cannot stand the fact that they got rid of tickets. But either way. Okay, so that is the NFL news. Quickly here, before we get to the CBS News update, Leroy Butler, over under for the Brewers, 31.5 wins is what they're at currently before spring training 2.0 kicks off.
I'm going to say over, because I think you don't need aces anymore. They've proven that you don't need aces anymore. You need a good bullpen. And if you're going to use the DH, the best DH you can use wouldn't be Ryan Braun for me. The best DH would be Keston Hira, because you don't necessarily like him in the field, but boy, can he hit. If that's the case, and you're talking about Woodruff going 4-5 innings, and you got Josh Hader, oh, yeah, yeah. Bring on anybody that can play that group with Keston Hira is the DH. Yeah, yeah, over, yeah. No question about it. This could be two parades. The Bucks and the Brewers.
You are a sniff on something on that one.
Leroy
Butler, Gary Adamson.
160,000 games that they play. Now, we're not playing 2,000
games. No, only 60.
We're talking about 60.
That's right.
Anything can happen. What if they get out to a 12-4 start?
You're right about that. Look, the Pirates could get off to a hot start. Anything can happen.
No,
but you're right. No, but your point was right that in a shortened season, legitimately anything can happen.
Well, you gotta get out to a hot start.
Yeah,
you can't have no 8-game losing streaks in this.
But Gary, if you get hot for a month, the season's only 2 months. You get hot for a month, it changes everything.
Well, sure, you coast on in, but 8-game losing streaks. Killing you,
no doubt.
It's over.
Yeah, right, totally agree. Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler, Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Take a quick timeout, come back on the other side. We'll hear from Bucks head coach Budenholzer.
Buden!
Next here on The Fan.
Best in the league.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage. 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler, and you. That's right. Coach Budenholzer of your Milwaukee Bucks is trying to get his team ready to get on down to Orlando. And actually, really, it's not Orlando technically. What is it, Leroy? It's Lake Buena Vista, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, right up the street from Kissimmee.
Kissimmee. So,
it's all the same, though. It's almost like West Dallas.
No, it's not.
No. I'm saying like a little small, like Brookfield, Pewaukee, little small, little city, little county. You make a left, you're in this city.
Right.
You make a right, Oak Creek.
Sure.
But there's Caledonia, there's Oakwood. It's kind of like that.
Okay, so getting ready to go down there for that Wild World of Sports complex and so forth. Schedule is already out. They'll open up against Brad Stevens and the Boston Celtics. And that comes up at the end of July. But right now, they're starting to get some workouts in. Players are reporting, getting into their towns and so forth. And Coach Budenholzer, he joined the media earlier today. And again, it's one of these deals where you look at it and you're like, okay, so what exactly is going to come up when you talk to Budenholzer? Because you aren't able to see any practices. You're not able to really see anything at this point. You're kind of just left in the dark as far as what we're going to talk about. And, of course, one of the things that comes up to Coach Budenholzer is similar to what came up to Giannis, even though he wasn't asked. He just randomly brought it up, which was, what about the whole asterisk thing on this season because of how the season's going to end?
Well, you know, I feel like it's been said by others, and I would put myself in the camp that I feel like the champion from this, experience from this season, I think is going to be more worthy and probably more special than any champion. And every year there's things that, you know, I guess in theory make it easier to be the champion. And every year I think there are things in reality that make it more difficult to be the champion. And usually the things that make it more difficult far outweigh anything that makes it less or easier, if that's even the right word. So I think the challenges of this season, you know, this pandemic, everything that's happening in our country, the ability for a team to go back and compete and play against, you know, the other 22 teams in the NBA and come out as a champion, in my mind, it'll be more special and more meaningful than every championship, to be honest with you. They're all incredible. They're all meaningful. They're all, if you won one, you can say whatever you want about it. That team, you know, is happy.
See, and I think that's right, Leroy? Regardless of what happens throughout the course of the season, if you play through a playoff season and you play in a championship game or series, that should still count regardless.
No question about it. I would. And he's a, you know what, this is so, that's one of my favorite words, it's just refreshing. They seem to be upbeat, him and Giannis. I mean, like, they know what the results is going to be. And that, if you're a Bucks fan, I mean, this is truly amazing. I think the morale is going to be good because I think Damian Lillard is in the camp with you and Gary saying he's worried about guys following the rules. But Budden is, like I say, he's the best coach, and he got his guys on point. But make no mistake about it, if you win the championship, it's good. It doesn't matter what somebody put beside it.
All right, so that was the first comment made by Coach Budenholzer. Next, he talks about it's not necessarily a new season, even though from a fan perspective, it does feel like a new season because it's been so long in between the actual regular season and now leading up to this 8-game mini season leading up to the postseason.
No, I think you know, we're as much as possible, I think, going to pick things up from where we left off, but at the same time, know that we haven't played basketball for, you know, 2.5-3 months, I think it is. And, you know, there's things that we're going to need to do to get ourselves back to playing and playing at a high level, executing at a high level on both ends. And there's practice that's important. There's scrimmaging that's important. But, you know, I don't think, you know, we're not going back to ground zero in our minds, you know, both from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint, from a work that's been put in standpoint. But at the same time, we know we've got a long ways to go and a lot of work ahead of us.
There is Coach Budenholzer talking about, you know, you still have to continue pressing on. It's not necessarily a new season one way or the other. And I think part of the reason that this team is going to be as good as they're going to be is the depth of this basketball team.
Yeah, we fully expect all of our players to be with us. And, you know, having said that, we fully support our players 100% with any decision and whatever it is that's they have. But we fully expect everybody to be with us. And then the question, the depth, I think, no matter the circumstances, no matter what playoff, you know, historically or now this one and what's going to be, you know, historic opportunity in a different way, depth is always crucial to success in our eyes. And we've tried to build a roster with great depth, with great versatility. We feel incredibly good about the quality of our roster. And, you know, hopefully that's something that plays out for us in our favor. You know, we've used it a lot in the regular season. We've used it a lot in the playoffs and in the past, and we'll continue to lean on it going forward.
Well, you talk about the Milwaukee Bucks and how they stack up in the Eastern Conference, and then we start talking about the NBA Finals, Lakers, Clippers, more than likely at the end of the day, Gary. Will their depth be one of the main reasons why they win this thing?
Well, we would hope so. You know, it's going to be like everything else, though, Steve. I mean, continuity, they got to get that back together. I mean, sometimes this stuff just happens over the course of a season. They've been away from each other, and continuity just works out. Now, they kind of understand what they're doing. They understand their roles, but still the continuity of how they want to get
continuity.
It done, I think, yeah, it just happens while you're playing basketball. Some of that stuff you can't make up. It just happens. It's one of Leroy's words. I'm going to use his. It's organic. And so they're going to have to play enough in order for that to happen. Yes, I like their depth, but within that depth, they've got to have a good understanding of what everybody's trying to accomplish there.
And see, they didn't add anybody. Like a lot of teams, like the Lakers, with they added J.R. Smith. You got to hope he gels with the team and find a role. everybody has their role with the Bucks. That's why they're the favorite to win this, win it all, and Giannis to win his second MVP, and Coach Budden win his second back-to-back Coach of the Year, and John Horst, Executive of the Year, back-to-back. I mean, these, it's going to be a clean sweep for the Bucks, and it seems like, again, they're in great spirits.
It's got a press release here from BetRivers.com and PlaySugarHouse.com. It says LeBron James has received 55% of the NBA MVP votes, or MVP bets so far have been placed on him since the announcement of the NBA restart. The five largest wagers on the NBA restart to date have all focused on the Bucks winning the Eastern Conference. I know where I'd put my money on when it comes to the best windows and doors, and that's Pella.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is making fresh air and sunshine easy, beautiful, and affordable. With your choice of 12-year, 2.99% APR financing, or 5 years, no interest, and 5 months, no payments, Pella has been in the business, folks, for fresh air and sunshine for 95 years. With innovations like between the glass blinds and shades to let the sunshine in as much as you want, away from dust, dirt, and little hands. And Pella's amazing roll screen to let in the breeze anytime you need it, then roll out of sight when you don't. Feel invigorated knowing everything is Pella measured, Pella made, and Pella installed. And back, folks, backed by some of the strongest warranties in the business. Plus, breathe easier with 12 years, 2.99% APR financing, or 5 years, no interest, and 5 months, no payments. Certain restrictions apply. Guys, set your free consultations today at PellaWI.com.
Coming up next, Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, will tell us about your opportunity to get a cutout of your cell for $50 to be placed in Miller Park this season. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 9. We'll find out more from Rick next on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Joining us now in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, one of our favorites, Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, joins us on The Fan. And obviously, Rick, bringing you on to talk about this idea to get cutouts made of fans. It's going to cost them $50, but it all goes for a good cause.
Yeah, we're having fun with this. I can't take credit for the original idea. A German soccer club was the first team to come up with
that. What was it? Bunzeling or something like that? Yeah.
Yes, although if your listeners remember the movie Mr. 3000 that was filmed at Miller Park back in 2003, we actually had cutouts of fans in the stands to put in the upper deck. So I guess this will be the second time in Miller Park history that we have cutouts
Bernie
of fans.
Knight.
I did not know that. No.
A little trivia for you.
Okay, so it goes towards Brewers charities, right? The $50.
Yeah, portion of it. There's some costs associated with producing that will net out of the balance there.
And it's going to go not behind home, not up and down first or third base. It's going to go way up into the upper deck by Bob Uecker's statue in 422.
Yeah, we thought there was, you know, appropriate. Obviously, it's Bob's 50th year broadcasting with the Brewers. The seats by his statue and the Euchre seats are very, very popular. And given the limited quantities, we thought, what a better way than putting him up there next to Bob so that Bob has company.
You know, I guess my big question, too, is why would you limit it? I mean, if more people want to pay, wouldn't you just do that? Or why was it?
Well, there are, yes, if we're going to sort of see what the demand is, number one, there's actually a lot of logistical and labor-intensive components with this. It's more work than you think. And we obviously wanted to make sure that, you know, if we did this, we could get these done in time for the first home game. Now, if there's a huge swell of demand for this, yes, we are going to then listen to the fans and see what we can do to expand the numbers. But we started out, let's do everything in the Euchre seats. Let's see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Let's see on a production schedule if we can get these done in time. And then if we can, then obviously we'll be looking to expand it.
Yeah, trust me, I got my alarm set for $8.50 because I'm jumping on there quick, Rick. I got my $50. Dude, this is brilliant, truly brilliant. And I don't even care. You don't have to show my picture. I just want to support my team. And I also want to let people know that your team store is now open, right?
Yep. We opened yesterday at 11 a.m. and had a very, very nice crowd of people there, which is great to see. There's a lot of, like you said, a lot of pent-up demand for Brewers. Our fans are missing the games. We are missing the games. We're excited that the season's going to be starting, and in the interim, people want to get the Brewers gear, especially since, you know, this is the first year of our new uniform system.
Yes, yes. The new logo, too, right? Or just, because I have...
new logo, new uniform, 50th anniversary of the team in Milwaukee. So a lot of milestones that obviously we're not able to celebrate exactly the way we anticipated, but... you know, we're people, if nothing else, people of Wisconsin are flexible. We pivot, we're nimble, and we're doing what we can to engage the fans. So, you know, if they can't come to the ballpark to watch us play baseball right away, at least we'll be able to listen on radio, watch on TV, and again, have a virtual fan up in the euchre seats.
Yeah, I would appreciate that, the fans. I mean, because I always think about getting 40,000 people on the tube. They're truly amazing. But, Rick, talk about the economic impact of not having the minor leagues. I know they're not going to do that. I know you guys invested $60 million. And it's just it's tough on those guys, you know, making a living. And,
it's devastating. I won't lie to you. Number one, you know, there's 160 minor league baseball teams around the country. And in many of these communities, these are the drivers of entertainment. These are destinations. They provide a lot of full-time, part-time employment for people, a lot of entertainment. Notwithstanding the fact you've got, you know, minor league players who have been completely outside of their ability to really hone their craft, it's devastating. And we own one of our minor league teams. We own our Carolina Mudcats High A team in Zebulon, North Carolina, and obviously that business has been, you know, cut off. And it's severe. It's devastating for these communities. And again, it just shows you, you know, the impact of baseball around the country when it's great, and it also shows you how hard it can be when baseball shut down across the country.
Talking with Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, here on the Wendy's Big Show. You go through this pandemic, you're not going to have fans, at least to begin with, it doesn't look like, at Miller Park. Some stadiums are trying to get fans in from the jump on this, but either way, there's not going to be nearly as much money made as there would be in years past. It's a shortened season on top of that to go along with it. So when you start looking at future things going forward, and, you know, you look at, say, Yelich's contract, which is fairly bigger than everything else on your roster at this point, especially once Braun exits the books here at some point in the near future, how does that affect things going forward for you guys from a payroll perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really great question. You know, there's no question that we're going to lose, you know, a significant amount of money that it's going to take a long time to recoup. And again, true for a lot of businesses. So it's not just baseball teams that are hurting, but, you know, think about how many people are unemployed, how many businesses are impacted. Many will not return. Long term, I'm not worried about the Brewers. And frankly, it's too early to tell, you know, what impact we're going to have on 2021. I'm hopeful that whether through a vaccine or other measures that we'll be able to have a normal 2021 season with full stands and a lot of people excited. But again, you know, sitting here in July, we've got to get a pathway to do that. The good news is we've got, you know, many months to see some good results, but unknowns. And if 2021 does have is impacted by the COVID, obviously that's going to affect a lot of business decisions. Long term, I feel good. I feel good about Christian Yelich being on the club. I feel like baseball will be in great shape long term. Obviously, like this short term, it's hurting, and we're going to struggle and figure it out and make smart decisions. But yeah, there's no question that this is really topsy-turvy and turned our whole world upside down.
You know what, Rick, and I think, you know, and a lot of people are asking because the players are going to be coming back here to Milwaukee, and then they're going to be, you know, in and around the stadium. How does that change for you guys? And does that locker room change a little bit as far as distancing people? How do you guys will structure That locker room. What does that look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. We have a 111-page manual that Major League Baseball and the Players Association have put together. I actually read all 111 pages. It goes into excruciating detail on all of the hygiene, health, and safety protocols, down to how many people can be in the clubhouse, how many people can be in the dugouts during games, what players are able to do on the road, all the social distancing, all of the requirements to wear masks, limits on what persons can be in and around the ballpark or have any proximity to the players. So, yeah, all those protocols. One thing I do feel very good about is I feel that baseball and the Players Association together have put together a program that can do everything we can within reason to, you know, make the players and our staff as healthy as possible. There's going to be people who are going to get the virus. We know that. Just the odds are that it's going to happen. But I think we're doing everything we can to minimize the exposure, to reduce the risk. Players and staff that are high risk for many reasons have been given the opportunity to not participate. What we don't want to do is put anybody's health in danger if they're not comfortable. And I'll tell you, the one thing is, because the players have been involved in them, in the setting these protocols, I feel that the players are smart, they're responsible, they're taking this seriously. And frankly, they understand that, you know, the health of the players is going to have a large determinative nature in how the season plays out. So the healthier teams in baseball are going to be more successful and ultimately have the best chance to win the World Series. And the players understand that. So the players are going to be very motivated to be healthy to want to bring a World Series here.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, Rick, because I think that's what most people are thinking when you guys win the World Series, if it's an asterisk or a star by it. I mean, people are going to say 2020 was that one year that, you know, Major League Baseball at some point, because we had you on early in the spring, and we didn't know. We didn't really know. We were all hoping baseball would be back. I think everybody is on board. Now they're back because it got kind of ugly there for a minute. But the small market teams, again, and we talked about this, we think it would benefit the small market team now because everybody can see what it's like. But if you look for a team that won the World Series and a guy like Zimmerman not playing, that's going to be very impactful. And I know you got the 45 to 60-man pool. Mm-hmm. Financially, how does that work, Rick? I mean, if you have that many guys available, or you can activate so many guys, if you know the answer to that?
Yeah. Basically, we're going to start out on the Major League roster, so the players actually play in the Major League games. We're going to start out with 30 players for the first 15 days. Then it goes down to 28 players. Then it goes down to 26 for the rest of the season. And then we have, as you correctly pointed out, we're going to have an additional pool of players that are going to be available. We're going to use Appleton to help for additional players that are going to be available. So we'll have a larger pool, you know, just as we in the past years, you'd have minor league players that you can pick up and bring in. Now, you know, since the minor league system doesn't exist, we're going to have a pool of players in Appleton and others available. So, we hope that we have plenty of options. And it'll be very interesting because the rosters are expanded. It's a shortened season. It's going to be a different kind of season. And teams that adjust and pivot and think of how they take advantage of whatever rule changes we're going to see and other, you know, sort of idiosyncrasies of the season, those teams are going to be successful. But I will tell you this, the number one determiner of a successful team is the health of that team. And the team that is the healthiest is the team, I think, that's going to win it.
Great point.
Talking with Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations here on The Fan. I've got two more for you. I saw yesterday the Oakland Athletics came out with something similar to what you're doing as far as having cutouts. And now they've got price ranges. They started like, I think, $29 or $30 and go up to like $129. And those that are at the higher end of this, apparently if a foul ball hits their cutout, they will ship the foul ball to you from the game. So you can keep the foul ball if it hits your cutout during the game. Have you thought of anything like that?
Yeah, I saw that, and I think that's very clever. My view is I haven't given up on the concept of potentially having fans in the stands. And if we have fans in the stands, I frankly want to make sure that I haven't promised people who paid for a cutout that their cutout would be in the stands where in a month or two or whatever, I'd have a real fan sitting there. So I wanted to be sensitive to that. The other thing is I think we started out, you know, sort of simple, $50, you know, 500, the first 500, put them in the euchre seats. If this thing becomes popular and takes off, yeah, I think candidly, there's no harm and nothing wrong with taking advantage of ideas that other teams have come up with. So I applaud the A's for creativity. And
Rick, how many can I buy? Can I buy one for all my kids? Am I limited to just one credit card?
No, you can get as many as you want. Nice. Because Brewers Community Foundation will be very pleased to take to take as much as you can donate. And if you've got some great
images,
we're
going to sell more than 500, kids, man.
I would love to do that, and so that's great. And I think partially because you guys are doing such a good job of promoting this, we'll probably blow through that 500 pretty quickly, and then we're
going to easily.
We'll figure it out, but it's a good problem to have, right? Figure out a way to make more of these.
Rick, that's the other thing I brought up earlier. For $50,
we'll get the whole big show out.
Okay,
there.
So you're gonna get the thing up in the stands, a cutout or whatever. When the season is done, are you gonna send these cutouts back to the people that bought them so they can hold on to them and talk about the 2020 season? And yeah, my cutout was at Miller Park, and this is what it looked like, and all of that stuff.
We have not promised that, and here's the simple reason.
I'm a signed man and donated to charity.
The simple reason is that just because of logistics, it's hard to do that, especially if we expand this from 500 and you're talking, into the thousands to try to, do this and preside them at the end of the season just logistically would be kind of a nightmare. So we have not promised that. Again, it's not a bad idea. I just think that looking at labor and manpower and logistics, it's probably a lot of work to do that, and I don't want to falsely promise something to somebody and then not deliver.
I said two questions. I lied. Here's a third. 422, that's the section. That's where all these cutouts are going to be. Are you going to have a camera mounted up there or a cameraman up there, like as return shots in and out of breaks for Fox Sports Wisconsin to get some of these on TV from game to game?
Yeah, the goal here's what we're going to do. We're certainly our friends at Fox are aware of this, and they are great partners. So one of our goals is to make sure that these have some camera visible activity.
We also obviously have
opportunities on social media to post some of the images, and there's a lot of fun things we can do. So I feel pretty good that these will have great exposure in many different platforms.
Sounds good. There he is, Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. On the Brewers website. So if you want a cutout, make sure to get on there.
We tweeted the link out, too, for everybody.
$50. Get yourself a cutout tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thanks so much for coming on, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
You guys are great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. You take care. Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Brewers on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion outgrowing your home. Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. And there at the end of the interview, Gary, we got our answer as to why we do not have these cutouts down behind home and up and down first and third base. And that is, they're still hoping that they can put fans in the stands, and they don't want to have cutouts in those stands where they could have people, real live people, sitting at some point during the course of the season. And I think many Brewer fans are probably pretty excited at the fact that they might be able to go see a Brewer game in person at some point before this whole thing is done. So
even if they have to cover like the first five or six rows, like the like they're going to do in Lambeau, so they don't do a leap. And maybe get some fans starting. I don't know how they would do it. We should ask them, would they do a lottery system for that? How do they pick the fans? Maybe next time we get them on. But if they call me and say, we're going to move your cutout because we want somebody to sit there, I'm going to be like, okay, fine. Move it. I'd rather a fan to enjoy that experience than the cutout. But in the meantime, I'm going to have my picture right up there, and I'll be doing that at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning on the Brewers website. Morning. Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane comes up next at 5:35. You will also have a chance to hear from Giannis, majority of his presser. We will play that back for you coming up again at 5:35. Time now for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show, and it features Emily Walden, a minor league baseball reporter that we had on earlier today.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
You think these markets like Milwaukee get hurt more by this shutdown, maybe than the bigger markets?
I think it could play a factor. It really does depend, as you guys know, on the type of foundation that these clubs have. What kind of resources do they have access to? How are they able to sort of bounce back from this type of a situation? And you'll start to see again, too, how are these front offices handling it? What guys are really working to keep as much stability in the organization as they can? Because as we all know, everybody's going to handle these types of things differently. And I think we'll see what clubs really have faith in. And those are the teams I think that'll sort of stand apart from the pack throughout all of this. But I think at the end of the day, from the minor league perspective, those affiliates are going to hurt, and they're going to hurt for a while.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.